As Steve put it earlier on, Rob went to Beerex this morning. I wonder if he's had a little tipple. No, I didn't touch. Didn't touch any of the beer because I had to go on the radio. And we wouldn't want me to be a bit tipsy on the radio, would we? Well, you might. You might think it's funny, but I didn't want to be a bit tipsy on the radio. Anyway, one of the people I spoke to, or two of the people I spoke to, was the chairman of this year's BeerX, and also a lady from Amelia's Rainbow. And this is how our conversation went.
Adrian Carey, your chairman for the BeerX Beer Festival in Dorchester 2024.
Hello, I'm Farah Batchelor, charity manager of Amelia's Rainbow.
Now, tell us a little bit about Amelia's Rainbow, because that's the main charity this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a Dorset-based children's charity, so we're supporting 170 children in the county who have a life-limiting illness, something like a cancer or a heart condition, or a profound disability. So, yeah, we're a small charity, but we do a lot of work.
But you make people's dreams come true.
We hope so, yeah. We think, we understand that families have massive struggles, especially when a child's in hospital or sick continually or have disability issues. So, yeah, we try and give people something to look forward to, improving their play, improving their lifestyle. So,
what made you choose this charity this year?
Basically, we have a committee, and everybody on the committee then puts in, so they say what they want, and this is the one we chose. So we have a committee and we all choose, and the person who put it forward is a guy called Dave Harris, and we chose this through the committee.
Now, over the years, you've raised a terrific amount of money for good causes, haven't you?
Yeah, £248,000 so far over the 35 years we've been going. So hopefully this year we're going to hit the £250,000 mark.
Now, I've just been talking to Richard Gabe. He says all the tickets are sold.
Yep, 1,425 tickets, I believe, sold.
That's fantastic, yeah. Isn't it? Great support, great entertainment in the evening, but Richard tells me if anyone turns up now, tough luck, they won't get a ticket.
Unfortunately not yet. We've sold out, which is brilliant for us and brilliant for the charity, because the more people that come in, the more beer we sell, the more money we make.
For good causes.
And it's all for a good cause, which is superb.
What are you hoping to do with this money?
It's a really badly kept secret, but we are just about to open our second holiday home. It's wheelchair adapted. Unfortunately,
can you tell us where it is geographically?
Yes, it is at Rockley Park in Poole.
Okay.
So it's going to be used by a lot of people from Dorchester and Weymouth areas. Problem being is it's going to take a lot of work. We have boiler issues, we have window issues, we have refurb issues. So we're hoping to raise a huge amount this weekend so we can actually open in spring and let people have free holidays for the rest of the year.
That'll sound like a good Kickstarter financially anyway, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully so. We've taken it on. We got there. We managed to purchase it, but obviously refurbing a 35-year-old chalet takes a little bit of money. So, yes, we're hoping people are generous this weekend and see that it will do a really good job if they donate.
Well, let's hope they dig deep in their pockets to raise that money for that good cause. Will you let us know how you get on with the chalet?
Oh, of course. If anybody wants to have a look on our Facebook page in the next couple of months, I'm sure they'll see some good work coming on. And by all means, if Adrian or any of the team want to come down and have a
nose coming
round
for a holiday,
yeah,
aren't we?
Exactly. Yes. Basically, bring your swimming costumes and we'll meet you down at Rockley.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great festival.
Thank you for coming down.
And it's good to talk to you.
Cheers. Brilliant.
Thank you.